I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tisha B'Av is the ninth day of the month of Av on the Jewish calendar. It's observed as a day of mourning, and this year it's July 24th. E3 Partners Tom Doyle says over the course of history, Israel has suffered tragedy and catastrophe on Tisha B'Av.
With all of the pressure, Israel in a vice grip right now, and Syria openly saying that they're going to attack, Israelis are just bracing themselves for another tragedy, something coming their way. But on the other hand, that gives believers a chance to openly share their faith and talk about the hope in Yeshua as Savior.
Elsewhere, Ghana has launched a currency redenomination effort in a bid to fight hyperinflation. Growing economic freedom means that workers must be skilled, but training can be hard to come by. Enter the Oasis International Training Center in Phnom Penh. Ambrose Brennan says they concentrate on biblical and vocational training so students take it to their communities.
Our motto here is living to train and training to live. And we're really teaching people from a biblical aspect how to live their lives in a manner which will be more pleasing to God and will be more beneficial to themselves.
And today begins the four-day National Worship Leader Conference in Austin, Texas. The Bible League is attending to help raise awareness of the growing need for God's Word nationwide. Pastors, worship leaders, and teachers from the nation and around the world are attending the conference. Bible League trains Christian leaders in 60 countries already and provides scripture in 120 languages. However, they want to let conference attendees know you don't have to leave the country in order to make an impact. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available Devon Webb's CD, The Path, with songs we hope will help you in your walk with God along the path of life. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.